Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too.
To the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here to give God praise, honor, glory, to give our Lord and Savior Christ just all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for everything that they have done, will continue to do, and are currently doing in our lives. I have to thank them personally for lifting my body up and allowing me the privilege and the honor to come to you to speak the word of God. He has done a lot of great things for me lately, and I have a lot to rejoice about. He's given me a little relief from my pain, enough for me to feel that, oh my God, yes, there is a God. And the God, when you realize that He is who He is, and He is what He says He is, and that everything that He happens to you, whether good or bad, God turns it out to be good for those who love the Lord. It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship we have with the Father. We're His children, and He's our Father. And like any parent, He doesn't get mad at us. He corrects us. You know, like, He gets mad, but He corrects us in love. And then He still loves us in love. He corrects us in love and loves us in love. And He just adorns us with love constantly, no matter what's going on. And no matter what we do, He turns it all around to benefit His children. Hallelujah. What a wonderful one. Besides giving us His Son to die Oh, what a wonderful gift. Grab your Bibles. You know, we haven't even gotten into the Word of God yet that deep. We're going to read the actual words that God has set before us to follow. So grab your Bibles, everybody. This is the Gospel House Reigns edition of the show. You know, and it's really living by the Spirit, denying the flesh, spiritual sessions. Gospel House Reigns with Pastor McCarty. Living by the Spirit, denying the flesh. Gospel House Reigns with Pastor McCarty is the name of the show. All right, everybody. We are going to be coming from Romans. But before we go to Romans, I want you to turn to John, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to read the 27th verse. Because we seek one thing in this world, and we pray for it all the time, for the world, and that is peace. We always want peace. We want people to have peace of mind. We want people to have peace in their homes, peace on their jobs, peace in their comings, peace in their goings. We always thrive for peace. What we have to remember as Christians that Christ is the Prince of Peace. And it is His peace that you are trying to obtain, because His peace is not the peace of the world. And it surpasses all understanding. So if you go to John, the 14th chapter, the 27th verse, it gracefully tells us, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, that peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. As we are walking and getting closer in our Christian relationship with Christ, the devil is going to get mad, and the devil is going to start really trying to throw you off your square and make you feel bad and lead you astray and make you afraid. You know, that again, I've taught you that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So he will make you feel afraid as you're facing these new things, that you're applying these new concepts and principles to your life, and you're trying to live your life in peace. The peace that Christ himself, he said, it's his personal peace that he's giving you. So that's what you're striving for. Don't be afraid to embrace that, because that melts everything else away. Now, how to obtain that peace and maintain that peace is what we have to learn. And that's why we have Bible study. And that's why we learn the Word of God. So we know what to do to get what the promises in this Bible obtain. So again, John 14 chapter, the 27th verse, Christ is saying, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you the peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid at what is coming in your walk with Christ. He is there to hold you up, and he's going to give you peace. Now, how do we start obtaining that peace? I want you to now flip over to Romans. We're going to go into Romans, the 12th chapter. And we'll start with the first, 12th chapter, the first through the third verse. We're going to be jumping around. The 12th chapter, first through the third verse. Because, again, we're talking about the peace of Christ. And how do we not only obtain the peace of Christ, which is absolutely free for the asking, but how do we maintain it, obtain it, and maintain it? We maintain it by giving ourselves as a living sacrifice. He gave himself as a sacrifice to be our sin debt, because we could not obey the law of God. So we couldn't fulfill the righteousness clause that is required in God's law. His law doesn't change. His requirements didn't change. What he did was he gave us a cheat sheet, Jesus, in order for us to now qualify righteously to obtain the things of God. If you have your Bibles, I'll read in the mighty name of Jesus, Romans 12, 1st to the 3rd chapter. Now, what's so important about the book of Romans is that Paul, who wrote the book, several books in the New Testament, was convicted by Christ Jesus himself. When I said convicted, converted, his soul was convicted, which means he was a murderer of those who followed. He was a Roman soldier who murdered those who followed Christ. He actually put them to death. And on a road, he actually had an experience with Jesus Christ himself that threw him to his knees and threw him off his horse, blinded. I mean, it was a come to Jesus moment, and it changed his life. And he wrote some of the most powerful books in the Bible, testifying about the gospel, talking to people about the gospel and how to obtain those things and those promises within the gospel. So this is about living sacrifice. You know, how do you get that peace? How do you start getting those things from Christ? How do you get your mind ready? And this is where you find it. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. It is offering ourselves, our bodies. When you offer your body as a living sacrifice, you're thinking about what you're doing to your body. You're thinking about what you're putting in your body. You're thinking about what you're doing with your body. So it becomes a temple of God, and you try to honor that temple. Now, nobody, and I'm going to put a disclaimer in there, because trying to walk as a perfect Christian, Jesus was the only perfect person. That was his purpose. It's because of our imperfections. So when you're thinking and talking about this, it's something that you deal with your Savior on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis, where you're asking him to simply correct those things in your life, to give you control of your flesh, to give you control. When I talk about flesh, we're talking about your emotions. We're talking about your eating habits. We're talking about your sexual habits. We're talking about your physical habits, you know, whether you sit around and don't exercise, where you don't drink the water that God requires for your body to keep going, whether you eat, you know, all the bad things and you don't put any fresh fruits and vegetables in your diet. It's about thinking about your body as an encasement for the Holy Spirit, and you want to provide the Holy Spirit with as pure of an environment as possible to dwell, because he cannot dwell in unrighteousness and mess. So that is why in here it is saying to obtain, you know, you want to get that peace of Christ. One of the things that you have to start doing is, once you start surrendering your life to him, you will obtain that peace. See, you're no longer living for your own fleshly desires. You're living to satisfy the Spirit, because with the Spirit is where you find all this stuff. Remember, God is Spirit. He's not fleshy. He's not earthly. We die in the flesh. The flesh is a symbol of sin, and sin is the root of death. So let's continue to move on. I want you to flip right now to Romans we're going to now go to Romans, we're still in the 8th chapter. We're going to flip to the 8th chapter, from 12 to 8. Okay, flip back to the 8th chapter of Romans, and we're going to read from the 1 to the 17th verse. Because this is what we aspire to do as Christians, is to live our life through the Spirit. And when we're talking about the Spirit, we're talking about our spirit. We're talking about the Spirit of Christ, living our life through His Spirit, His example, His ways. His ways are rooted in the law of God. And so by following God, that keeps us in line with the blessings that is going to be bestowed on His children. Remember that it is Christ who testifies and witnesses to us that we are children of the Most High God. Again, let's read in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. Romans 8 chapter, 1st to the 17th verse. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, to be a sin offering, and so He condemned sin in the flesh. By being a sin offering, He has condemned sin in the flesh, Christ has, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled, fully met in us, who did not live accordingly to the flesh, but accordingly to the Spirit. I repeat, in order that the righteous requirement of the law of God be met fully, meant to be fully met in us. It was meant to be fully met in us. The righteousness requirement of the law of God. It was meant to be fully met in somebody and people who did not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's who is going to be realized in. I continue at verse 5. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Hallelujah. It says it's life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. There, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Because you're too busy trying to please yourself, trying to satisfy your flesh, trying to get and obtain the things you want, not the things that God wants. You're supposed to test those things to make sure they're God's will. I continue at verse 9. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, who has raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Did you invite Christ to be your Lord and Savior? Did you invite Him into your life? Now are you embodying what it means to be a Christian, to follow Christ, to walk like Christ, to try to talk like Christ, to try to love like Christ, to try to forgive like Christ, to try to understand like Christ, to try to have compassion like Christ. So now you're embodying all the characteristics of Christ. The Spirit of the living God is in you because you are following the example of His one and only Son, who He sent to do exactly what you're doing. So now the Spirit is in you. And God is saying anybody who has the Spirit in them has peace indeed. Because that Spirit, even though your flesh, everything your flesh is doing and your fleshy desires is doing is killing you and making you feel bad because of the stuff that you're doing and the overeating that you're doing and, oh, the multiple partners that you had and all of this other stuff that's making you feel horrible because you're living by the desires of your body, by the flesh, and not by the desires of the Spirit. It says you have to renew your mind. What is important, what you think on, what you meditate on, what you focus on is what your life is going to mirror. Focus on Christ and the redeeming characteristics that comes with being one of His followers and His believers. Okay, and believing in the Almighty God. I continue at verse 12. Oh, my goodness. God lives in you. Okay, I'm going to back up to verse 9. I skip. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. I just read this, but that's okay. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it's not to our flesh. It's not to this flesh that's going to die, that's deteriorating. From the time you're born till you leave this earth, your body is aging, is deteriorating. Your soul and your spirit lives forever. Do not have an allegiance to something that is not meant to be eternal. Your spirit is eternal. What it is saying here is that if you have obligation to live according to what God has provided. The Spirit. Because the Spirit puts to death the misdeeds of your body. And because it puts to death that, it cancels it out. You live. You're free. You feel peace. You feel joy. You feel able to partake in the spiritual realm of life, because the physical realm of life is pure torture. We all know that the world offers nothing. Satan offers nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy. Nothing but mishappiness, unhappiness. We all know that. But the life of God, the life of the Spirit, offers peace, joy, happiness, the fruits of the Spirit. Let me continue to read from the 14th verse. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought you about an adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children. We are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. And I want to revisit some of the things in this. If you live by the Spirit, you're a child of God. Period. We're the children of God. We identify and can be identified by our characteristics, because the Spirit of the living God is living within us. So we act like him. We talk like him. We walk like him. We try. That's the effort that we're doing. Now, we have to remember that I'm a McCarty. So I walk like a McCarty. I talk like a McCarty. I'm also a Sprouts. I walk like a Sprouts. I talk like a Sprouts. Mama and Daddy, you know, they were my parents. Well, God is my parent. So I walk like God. I talk like God. I act like, you know, I'm a child of God because I'm led by the Spirit of God. When you receive a spirit, whether it's from God or from Satan, you have to remember that a spirit does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. If that spirit is making you a slave to what is commanding you to do, then it's not from God. You know it's from Satan. And you're going to be living in fear. God doesn't require you to live in fear. He frees you in the Spirit. You are free to be his child, to run in and frolic through his land, not worrying about a thing, because you have cast all your cares onto our Lord and Savior Christ. You're living the life of a total Christian, living by the Spirit, knowing that all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord. Nothing, no matter what is going on, good or bad, God's going to turn it around because you're his child. He's going to take care of his child. So we don't live by fear, rather by the Spirit. You receive because you were adopted into the family when you accepted Christ. You became an heir to the kingdom of God by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, which means you get all the riches and the glories that comes with the kingdom. It does not compare to what you get on this earth. That's why you cannot try to chase the things of this earth. You don't conform to the ways of the earth. He said, give Caesar what Caesar is due. That means get out and vote and pay your taxes and do that. But your mindset is set on those things of God. Period. And pleasing the Spirit and not pleasing the flesh. The flesh is the devil's playground. And like I said, the flesh will make you do all kind of stuff, smoke cigarettes. Yeah, it just makes you just beat up the temple of God. And so what we have to try to do is honor his temple. Honor the Spirit that lives within us, because that Spirit brings so much more to us than the world offers. That Spirit brings peace. That Spirit brings joy. That Spirit brings happiness. You know, it is important that we try to obtain the fruits of the Spirit, okay? Because Paul wrote about that in Galatians 5th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd verse. But, you know, but the fruits of the Spirit, what the Spirit gives you, what the Spirit produces for you, love, joy, peace, forbearance, which is forgiveness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It gives you all those things and embody it just by following the Spirit of Christ. Those are the things you get. You don't get confusion. You don't get strife. You don't get heartache. You get peace. So follow Christ, everyone. obtain his peace, as he said again in John, the 14th chapter, the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Everyone, those are the words of God in the mighty name of Jesus for this week. If you have any questions, you want to discuss this further, you want to just say hallelujah, jhom.org is our website. You can contact us through there. You can also email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com, and somebody on the team will get back to you. Again, we look forward to hearing from you and fellowshipping with you in the word of the Lord. And as the church, which is the body of Christ, we will say amen to the reading of the word. All right, everybody, it is time, absolutely time, for us to get up, get down, get ready for the gospel house mix. This is the Gospel House Rain Show. So we got a half an hour mix of praising and worshiping the Lord for those wonderful words that he offered for us on this day, on this Sunday. All right, so I want everybody to get up and follow the rules for the dance break. Of course, it is to one, give up and give God praise, honor, and glory. Get up and give Christ honor and glory for everything they are toward you in your life, what they have done, what they are doing, and what they will be doing for you. Second, looking for the message within the mix, because it's a ministry within itself. So everybody, without further ado, get up and let's give God some holy praise. Here we go.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
When my mother died, he gave me Favor.
This is the world of Sister Poochie.
Yeah.
At a time, people, with Jesus on your mind. You were just listening to the Gospel House mixed by yours truly, Sister Poochie. If you're just joining me, it's the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. Everybody, we've come to the end of the show. I am, again, very grateful for everything God has done for me, how he has lifted me up, how he's given me a relief, how he's just provided for me just what he does. So I have plenty to praise him about, and I know you do too. You have plenty to praise God about, and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hymn Music with How Great Thou Art. Also, at the beginning of the show, that was Jeff Wolford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. Everybody, you have a blessed and peaceful week, and I'll see you next week. All right, bye-bye.